The following talk was given by Father John Harden's May 5th through 9th, 1999 Retreat for Men, sponsored by the Institute on Religious Life in Chicago.
Remember, we are on the Hail Mary. Over the years in giving retreats, I have found unless you stress Our Lady, those listening to you may get a mistaken notion of what Catholic piety means. In the Catholic Church, Our Lady is of the essence of Christianity. We know the Hail Mary was begun by the angel who addressed Mary, was completed by the Church, and specifically, the Holy Mary was added to the Hail Mary after the break of the Protestants with the Roman Catholic Church. There is one thing sadly missing from all other forms of Christianity except bona fide Catholicism. It is a neglect of and diminution of devotion to the Mother of God. Let me first read to you the Ave Maria, as we say it in Latin. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, beata tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. And we began in our last conference, we address Our Lady as Hail Mary. That was the angel's address to the Blessed Virgin. The word Mary, as we know, by now has acquired many meanings. Sergei means the Holy Woman, Our Lady was holy because she was destined to become the Mother of God. Immediately out, full of grace. As he said before, grace is a condition for heaven. Unless we are in the grace of God, we shall not reach heaven. There is only one desire we should have in life: to maintain the grace we possess, at what cost to ourselves, and then gain the victory of those who leave this world in the grace of God. But Mary was unique. She addressed by the Church as full of grace, gratia plena. How was Mary full of grace? Remember, Mary was not by nature divine, unlike her divine Son, who was both God and man. Mary was always a human being. Consequently, whatever greatness Mary possessed was due to a gift from God. That's what grace means. Grace is that gift of God without which no one will see the face of God. However, Mary not only possessed God's grace, she was, as the church infallibly believes and teaches, Mary was filled with grace. How was she filled with grace? Because she possessed the deepest amount of grace that a mere human being can have. Mary remained, to repeat, a mere human being all through life into eternity. Grace, we believe, is a condition for heaven. No one can reach heaven unless they possess the grace of God. Grace is the condition for reaching heaven. All this needs to be said. No matter how holy, how good a person may be, everything depends on the state of soul when that person dies. Either the person possesses the grace of God when his body dies, or no matter how good the person may have been during life on earth, that person will not reach heaven. Grace is a divinely ordained precondition for reaching heaven. Grace, needless to say, is a gift. A gift that God became man to earn his grace for us. Grace is a condition not only for reaching heaven, but for, shall I say it, deserving heaven. A child may die for reaching the age of reason. A child may die immediately after being conceived. Yet faith tells us that child goes to heaven. Grace is a divinely ordained precondition for reaching heaven. Even as we say that, however, let's make sure we realize grace, though possessed by a person on earth, can be lost. The most important thing we need in life is to leave this world in the grace of God. Everything else, I mean it, is meaningless compared with the grace that we have, praise God, when our body dies. Dominus tecum. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. How close the Lord was to Mary. She was, as faith tells us, the holiest woman who ever lived. He was conceived in the grace of God. Mary never for a moment lost any grace. Although she was filled with grace, Mary could grow in grace. And her principal growth in grace was the moment the angel appeared to her and told her she was to become the Mother of God. The Lord is with thee. That is what having God's grace means. That is the only thing important in life. I mean that literally. Everything else, compared with having God's grace, that we're having the Lord with him, that is a measure and a model of our being friendly with God. Only those, no one else, who reach heaven have the Lord with them when they leave this world. Blessed art thou among women, benedicta tu in mulieribus. The holiest woman ever lived was Mary. The Church teaches infallibly that Mary was conceived in the grace of God. Mary was never without God's grace. And that, shall I add, that alone makes us blessed. Having God's grace, everything else is meaningless. Why was Our Lady blessed among women? Because from her first moment of existence, in the mother's womb, Mary was filled with the grace of God. Never for a moment was Mary with a stain of sin on her soul. What are we saying? We are saying, only as blessed, only as holy, only as pleasing to God, as we possess God's grace. This needs to be further explained. When we say that Our Lady was blessed with grace, she possessed God's friendship, his love, from the first moment of her existence. Mary never had the stain of sin. Mary was never without the grace of God. Only what the Church teaches. When did Mary begin to have God's grace? Was when she was born? Oh no. The moment Mary was conceived, she was filled with God's grace. But this needs to be explained. What is God's grace? God's grace is the title to heaven. Our Lady, therefore, had a title to heaven from the first moment of her human existence. And that, my friends, is alone what makes us blessed, the possession of God's grace. Have you addressed Our Lady? May we continue. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mary was blessed because she possessed God's grace. But Mary's blessedness was inherent in her immaculate nature. She was blessed among women, among all women, the holiest woman who ever lived was Mary. She was holy because from the dawn of eternity she was destined to become the Mother of God. And that, my friends, what makes a person blessed, it is God's grace. I'll say this again. Whatever we should hope for, whatever we should labor for, is never, never, once more, never lose the grace of God. I mean this. We should pray, rather be called out of his life into eternity. Pray for death rather than the loss of God's grace in our soul. Why was Mary not just blessed, but the most blessed among women? Because she was, the moment of her conception, was destined to become the Mother of God. It was. And blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Nothing but God's grace. Nothing but grace from God makes us blessed, makes us holy. Nothing else. This needs to be explained. The word Benedictus, masculine gender, Benedicta, feminine gender, essentially means happy. Mary was the happiest woman who ever lived. How this needs to be explained. The only greater or less measure, suffer. All of us, all of us. There is no sanctity without suffering. However, to live in the world, and the world has own definition of happiness. But we know, faith tells us, what alone should make us happy, the possession of God's grace. Over the years, I've caused many souls in deep distress. Knowing the people as well as I did, I told them, you should be very happy. The Father, they tell me, you know my life. You know the tragedies that have occurred in my life. A loved one whom I've lost. The pain that I'm in. How close to death I am. I tell them, only one possession should make us happy. That is, having the grace of God. All this needs to be underlined. I speak to my fellow human beings. We all have our sorrows. All have our trials. All of our pain and misery. Some more, some less. But, most important use of the word but during these 4+ days of the retreat. We should be happy because we sincerely believe we have the grace of God. You have your sorrows, and I have mine. In your pains, I tell you I have mine. But never, never dissociate joy from pain. I'll say this. Pain in this world is a divinely ordained condition for being happy. What am I saying? I'm telling you the truth. To have God's grace and do His will, my friends, is very costly. No one deceive you. Meaning God's friendship, meaning His grace, is expensive. But, one important but this is, to remain in God's friendship, to remain in His grace, is costly. You ought to pay for it. I will not. Heaven forbid that I share with you the suffering and the pain over the years the Lord has blessed me with. But, can I use the word but? The condition for being thoroughly happy is to, I mean this, endure pain. You are still on earth, in the valley of tears. Being here on earth, we have to expect to suffer. Let me tell you, the happiest person that I've known over the years have been those who have endured the deepest suffering. Never, never dissociate joy from pain. I know what I'm talking about. True, interior, deep joy is in this world united, shall I add, inevitably, with suffering. Oh, that needs to be underlined and circled. Written in gold ink. You'll be only as happy, what a statement. You'll be only as happy, even this side of heaven, as with God's grace we endure pain. I mean every syllable of that sentence. And we continue. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. To be blessed means to be blessed by God. A person is objectively only as blessed as a person possesses God's grace. Mary, as the angel told her, had the fullness of grace. More grace than any merely human being ever possessed. Except, of course, her divine Son, who is no mere man, was the living God. But then, Mary was told, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Why was Mary blessed? Because she was to conceive the only begotten Son, God. God Himself was present in Mary. And that, I must immediately add, is a condition for all authentic happiness. I've met many sorrowing people in my life. But we never dissociate, never, I repeat, separate true happiness from suffering. Mary did indeed suffer, but she was blessed, very happy, because the child she conceived, she believed, was no one less than her God. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. How we should be devoted to Our Lady is the main reason for this closing conference. Whatever you do, ask our Lord to deepen your knowledge of and love of His Mother. Without Mary, no one, I see this infallibly, can reach heaven. Mary is the one from whom we have received the graces that a divine Son confers on us. So far, the Hail Mary. Oh, to be called. That until Protestantism came into the world, in the early 16th century, Mary, of course, venerated by Catholics, but what we now call the Hail Mary, which continues, Holy Mary. And that took place when six whole nations broke with the Catholic Church. Only God knows the damage which the apostate priest Martin Luther brought into the world. And the bottom line of Protestantism, which I've taught over the years,